in selected kitchens. Now, feedback is digitized where once it was manually input, and blockchain is driving efficiencies in audit, attendance recording, and invoice processing. AI is used to accurately forecast demand, and IoT sensors monitor and sequence cooking processes to minimize waste and ensure consistent food quality. AI, in combination with these other technologies, will help Akshaya Patra expand its operations efficiently, meaning more children fed and kept in school. The third wave in manufacturing. In this chapter, we're beginning to hear how artificial intelligence can change the nature of business processes. Factories and industrial settings will continue to be highly automated environments for a variety of reasons. Safety and efficiency are two primary drivers. And while new automation technologies will replace some human workers, there's still plenty of space for people, as long as executives look beyond jobs displacement and begin to think differently about work. This is the leadership part of our MELDS framework, which we detailed in the introduction, and it calls for executives to focus on reimagining processes and new roles for employees working in the missing middle, as we'll discuss in detail in Part 2. And, as we've heard in this chapter, some skills are becoming more in demand, and entirely new categories of skills will be required. For example, as we will hear in Chapter 8, GE and the buyers of its equipment will always need maintenance workers, and they'll need those workers to be able to work well with new systems that can fuse their skills with advanced technologies in novel ways. This is the skills part of MELDS. Workers in these jobs will need to do what people do well, adapt to new situations, and find novel, creative solutions to challenges that arise. Let the machines do the heavy lifting, the monitoring, and the monotonous tasks. In the case of the researchers, engineers, farmers, and others, the data and analysis that AI systems provide can act as a third eye. And this is why the data part of MELDS is so important. Suddenly, very complex industrial or ecological systems become knowable. Engineers and managers can eliminate previously invisible inefficiencies, and they can make changes to certain aspects of a process with confidence. When you honestly assess the strengths of human and machine workers and what they do well when they collaborate, a whole new world of possibilities emerges for running a business and designing your processes. That is, the important mindset part of MELDS. And by exploring those possibilities, companies can often develop novel businesses, like vertical farms. Indeed, it's through the experimentation part of MELDS that executives will be able to discover game-changing innovations that could potentially transform their company, if not their entire industry. In the next chapter, we take artificial intelligence into the back office. It's where second-wave automation is entrenched, and third-wave AI has come as a welcome relief to many who have been working with awkward IT tools or inefficient processes. Here, too, we will hear how AI and people's imaginations have been transforming seemingly mundane processes, opening up new possibilities for both efficiency and growth through human-machine collaborations. A brief history of AI. The driving technology behind the current era of adaptive processes is AI, which has been evolving over decades. A brief history of the technology gives some context to its current state of advanced capabilities. The field of artificial intelligence was officially born in 1956, when a small group of computer and research scientists, organized by John McCarthy, including Claude Shannon, Marvin Minsky, and others gathered at Dartmouth College for the first ever conference to debate the possibility that machine intelligence could imitate human smarts. The conference, essentially an extended brainstorming session, was based on the assumption that every aspect of learning and creativity could be described so precisely that it could be mathematically modeled and therefore replicated by machines. The goals were lofty. From the event proposal, an attempt will be made to find how to make machines use language, form, abstractions, and concepts, solve kinds of problems now reserved for humans, and improve themselves. Of course, this was just the beginning. The conference succeeded almost immediately in defining the field and unifying many of the mathematical ideas swirling around the concept of artificial intelligence. It also inspired entirely new areas of research in the decades that followed. For instance, Minsky, with Seymour Papert, wrote what was considered the foundational book on scope and limitations of neural networks, a kind of AI that uses biological neurons as its model. Other ideas, like expert systems, wherein a computer contained deep stores of knowledge for specific domains like architecture or medical diagnosis, and natural language processing, computer vision, and mobile robotics can also be traced back to the event. One conference participant was Arthur Samuel, an engineer at IBM, who was building a computer program to play checkers. His program would assess the current state of a checkers board and calculate the probability that a given position could lead to a win. In 1959, Samuel coined the term machine learning, the field of study that gives computers the ability to learn without being explicitly programmed. In 1961, his learning program was used to defeat the fourth-ranked checkers player in the United States. But because Samuel was modest and didn't enjoy the politics of self-promotion, it was not until after his retirement from IBM in 1966 that the significance of his machine learning work became more widely known. In the decades after the conference, machine learning remained obscure as other kinds of AI took center stage. In particular, researchers in the 1970s and 1980s focused on a concept of intelligence that was based on physical symbols and manipulated by logical rules. These symbolic systems, however, found no practical success at the time, and their failures led to a period known as AI winter. In the late 1990s, however, machine learning began to flourish as its practitioners integrated statistics and probability theory into their approaches. At the same time, the personal computing revolution began. Over the next decade, digital systems, sensors, the internet, and mobile phones would become common, providing all kinds of data for machine learning experts to use when training these adaptive systems. Today, we think of a machine learning application as one that builds models based on data sets that engineers or specialists use to train the system. It's a sharp contrast with traditional computer programming. Standard algorithms would follow a predetermined path set into motion by programmers' static instructions or code. A machine learning system, conversely, can learn as it goes. With each new data set, it updates its models and the way it sees the world. In an era in which machines can learn and change based on their experiences and data, programmers have become less like rule makers and dictators and more like teachers and trainers. Now AI systems that deploy machine learning are everywhere. Banks use them for fraud detection. Dating websites use them to suggest potential matches. Marketers use them to try to predict who will respond favorably to an ad. And photo sharing sites use them for automatic face recognition. We've come a long way since checkers. In 2016, Google's AlphaGo demonstrated a significant machine learning advance. For the first time, a computer beat a human champion of Go, a game far more complex than checkers or chess. In a sign of the times, AlphaGo exhibited moves that were so unexpected that some observers deemed them to actually be creative and even beautiful. The growth of AI and machine learning has been intermittent over the decades. But the way that they've crept into products and business operations in recent years shows that they're more than ready for prime time. According to Danny Lang, former head of machine learning at Uber, the technology has finally broken out of the research lab and is fast becoming the cornerstone of business disruption. 2. Accounting for robots. AI in corporate functions. Money laundering is a major concern for financial institutions, which can face heavy fines and stiff regulatory restrictions for any infractions. At one large global bank, up to 10,000 staffers were engaged in identifying suspicious transactions and accounts that might indicate money laundering, terrorist financing, and other illegal activities. Aggressive monitoring was required to meet the rigid expectations of the U.S. Department of Justice, and the incurred costs were high, with an excessive number of false positives that the bank had to investigate. In response, the bank implemented a full suite of advanced analytics tools for anti-money laundering, AML, detection, including machine learning algorithms to better segment transactions and accounts, and to set the optimal thresholds for alerting investigators to any suspicious activity. All this is done dynamically to incorporate the most recent data and latest results. Moreover, the use of network analysis is helping to uncover valuable new patterns. For example, the closeness of a business relationship between two of the bank's customers can help determine the likelihood that if one of them is involved in illicit activity, then the other might also be involved. Thus far, the results have been impressive. The AML system has reduced false positive alerts by as much as 30%, allowing staffers more time to investigate those cases requiring human judgment and compliance expertise. The system has also helped reduce the time required to investigate each alert, resulting in a dramatic 40% decrease in costs. Allowing humans to be more human. People rarely revel in performing repetitive or robotic tasks day in and day out. Talk to someone who's worked in a process with a lot of routine steps, and you'll learn how they relish an unusual situation that breaks up a work day or work week. And if it gives them a chance to solve a hard problem, they feel as if they've made a difference to the organization, or maybe even in someone's life. Research by Jordan Etkin of Duke University and Cassie Mogilner of the Wharton School suggests that some variety throughout a workday leads to increased happiness, likely tied to a greater sense of stimulation and productivity. So the question becomes, why continue to train people to work like robots? Why not let workers be more human? Or, as that global bank we discussed discovered, why not let staffers focus on higher value tasks, requiring their judgment, experience, and expertise? Our research has confirmed that in many cases, AI allows human workers to be more human. The rote nature of some administrative jobs like invoicing, bookkeeping, accounting, complaints, forms processing, and scheduling arose initially from the use of standard IT technologies that required humans to adjust to the machine limitations of the 1990s and 2000s. Human resources, IT security, and banking compliance departments all use processes that are often made up of well-defined repetitive tasks. This was the second wave of business process improvement. This chapter examines innovative improvements in enterprise processes, a trend that's been building for years, but, thanks to technological advances, has only recently become viable for most organizations. We give examples that address basic questions that have anyone interested in deploying AI for enterprise-wide processes should be asking. What will such work look like in this new era of business process transformation? Which tasks are best suited for humans, and which are best for machines? While it's true that many organizations can immediately see significant gains when they use AI in conjunction with their existing workforce, what happens if you completely rethink your processes around ultra-smart systems? What kind of growth, services, and products become possible? Your office robot. To answer those questions, let's start with a familiar process: categorizing and resolving complaints. In the past, much of the process work around sorting through customer complaints was done manually, and the tedium of many of those tasks detracted from people's job satisfaction. At Virgin Trains, a train operating company in the UK, for example, a team of customer service reps would manually read, sort, and route complaints. These repetitive activities diverted employees' time and attention, and it fatigued them more than other work they did, like directly talking to customers. Because the read, sort, route process is clearly defined, it is in some ways an excellent example of a process ripe for automation. But because the incoming information is text-based and is considered unstructured in the eyes of software systems, parsing could have been difficult for a less advanced system. Enter AI. Virgin Trains now has installed a machine learning platform, InStream, with natural language processing capabilities that can recognize patterns in unstructured data by analyzing a corpus of similar examples, in this case, complaints, and by tracking how customer service representatives interact with incoming text. Now, when a complaint arrives at Virgin Trains, it's automatically read, sorted, and packaged into a case-ready file that an employee can quickly review and process. The most common complaints get appropriate automated responses. If the software isn't fully confident in its assessment of a complaint, it flags it as an exception for a human worker to review. The worker's response effectively updates the software's model. Over time, this kind of feedback improves the algorithm's confidence for an increasing array of scenarios. The system can handle complaints that are terse or long-winded, generic or specific, or in English or other languages. Thanks to this new technology, Virgin Trains' complaints department has decreased its manual work by 85%. It also increased correspondence by 20% because the new capabilities prompted the company to further open itself to customer interactions. Previously, the company only accepted complaints through its website. Now it can process inquiries of any type, including email, fax, snail mail, and social media. AI in business processes. For every company and business unit and division, there are a mass of behind-the-scenes activities. The introduction of AI can help to offset the burden of repetitive, low-visibility tasks so that employees can focus on higher-value tasks. At Goldman Sachs, AI studies up to a million different analyst reports to identify the top factors affecting share prices. Woodside Petroleum uses IBM's Watson to extend the sharing of lessons learned through HR, legal, and exploration. Along with human moderators, the Huffington Post uses AI to flag inappropriate comments, spam, and abusive language. Arizona State University is now using an adaptive learning tool that deploys machine learning to provide a personalized tutor for students in introductory classes. Moving well beyond RPA. The Virgin Trains system is a relatively advanced form of back-office automation because it can analyze and adapt to unstructured data as well as the sudden influx of data. Such applications are called robotic process automation, RPA. Simply put, RPA is software that performs digital office tasks that are administrative, repetitive, and mostly transactional within a workflow. In other words, it automates existing processes. But in order to reimagine processes, firms must utilize more advanced technologies, namely AI. Now we're talking about systems that deploy AI techniques such as computer vision or machine learning tools to analyze unstructured or complex information. It might be able to read various styles of invoices, contracts, or purchase orders, for instance. It can process these documents, no matter the format, and put the correct values into forms and databases for further action. And then, there are even more advanced systems that deploy sophisticated machine learning algorithms, not just to perform the tasks they've been programmed to do, but also to assess tasks and processes and adjust as needed. They can learn from observation by watching over the shoulders of human employees in order to improve their performance over time. In other words, they are exactly the kind of technology that is enabling the third wave of business process improvement, adaptable processes that we discussed in the introduction chapter. These applications are more transformational and typically require human employees to actively participate, applying a kind of tacit knowledge or expertise that is difficult to explain or model. Think of the global bank's anti-money laundering system that we discussed earlier. A complicated financial transaction is processed. An automated system flags it as being suspicious, and a human expert exercises the judgment to decide whether it warrants further investigation. This type of human-machine collaboration is also typical of the third wave of business process transformation. Companies can deploy a range of these technologies, sometimes even for the same application. Case in point, Unilever's process for hiring employees. Say you're looking for a job, and through LinkedIn you find a position at Unilever that might be suitable. For the first round of the application process, you'd be asked to play 12 online games based on tests from the field of cognitive neuroscience. The games help assess certain traits, like your risk aversion and ability to read emotional versus contextual clues. According to Unilever, there are no right or wrong answers to the games, because, for example, an appetite for risk might be suitable for one type of job, while an aversion to risk might be better for another type of position. For this round of the application process, advanced AI isn't required, and a relatively basic technology like RPA would suffice. But if you, as an applicant, made it to the next round, you'd then be asked to submit a video-recorded interview through your computer or smartphone in which you'd answer a set of questions designed for the specific position you were interested in. And here's where sophisticated AI technologies come into play. Your answers would then be analyzed by HireVue, an AI application that not only notes the words you use, but also your body language and tone. The best candidates for the position are then invited to the company offices, where they can then be assessed by humans who would make the final hiring decision. Not only does this Unilever example show how different technologies can be used for different parts of the same application, it also demonstrates the power of human-machine collaboration. Within 90 days of the new system going live, job applications had doubled to 30,000 from the same time period a year ago. In addition, the average time for someone to be hired plunged from 4 months to just 4 weeks, and the time that recruiters spent reviewing applications plummeted by 75%. Moreover, the company reports that since installing the system, it has hired its most diverse class to date. For one thing, there was a dramatic increase in the universities represented, from 840 to 2,600. How do you know which processes to change? Repetition, replication, redundancy. A well-outlined process. If these elements show up in your business operations, it's a clue that tasks or processes are ready to be changed. Roger Dickey, a developer and founder of the fast-growing startup Gigster, recognized replication and redundancy in the code of most software applications. At the same time, each new software project, regardless of how similar it was to others that had come before, was incredibly complex to build, complete with bugs and pitfalls that slowed production. Could AI be used to help reimagine the business processes required to build software? The answer, as Gigster has found, is yes. The company typically uses AI to assess the needs of any given software project and automatically assembles an ad hoc team of crack developers to build it. If you are a small firm that needs an app or some other software product, but don't have the time or resources to hire a team of developers yourself, you turn to Gigster. If you are a large corporation that doesn't want to divert resources away from established projects, you turn to Gigster. Gigster effectively takes aim at multiple areas of the enterprise. HR. Developer teams are assembled using AI. Procurement. Quotes are generated using AI. And IT. Members of development work are managed with AI-enabled assistance. How does Gigster upend procurement and HR? Suppose you'd like to build an app that can help patients consolidate their medical records to share with their doctors. Where do you begin? First, you give Gigster a short document that explains the app's core function and how you envision a person will use it. On Gigster's end, the project description is cross-referenced with others in Gigster's portfolio of data structures, which is essentially a catalog of software features. Dickey says his company has mapped the software genome and understands 500 different features a product might have. Next, Gigster takes into account about 20 other customer requirements for how the user interface should look, or how quickly the job needs to be completed, and so on. From the customer's mock-up, description, and requirements, Gigster's AI quote generator leverages previous projects with similar constraints to estimate a price and a timeline. If you agree to the price and timeline, the next set of Gigster's AI features goes to work. The company deploys its Team Builder, in which it matches the demands of your app to members of software development teams who can meet your needs. A typical team will consist of 3 to 5 people, a project manager, a designer or two, and a developer or two, all high-performing recruits who are monitored closely by Gigster's online system, which allows the company to guarantee quality and on-time products. This initial setup takes 1 to 3 days. Because software developers work in a digital realm, everything they do can be recorded relatively easily and analyzed. We believe work is measurable and that data has patterns, and those patterns can be exploited to find new efficiencies in work, says Dickey. This means that Gigster knows what processes go into making a software project a success, based on hundreds of other projects just like it. And an AI tool can use that information to spot potential production hiccups before they spiral out of control. Moreover, whenever developers are having trouble with any particular pieces of code, an AI assistant can automatically put them in touch with someone who's recently solved or is grappling with a similar problem. It's an AI assistant who knows where you are in the project, says Dickey, and can match you with other people in the world doing the same thing. That type of employee augmentation is one of the keys of the third wave of human-machine collaboration. How do you know how much to change? By the very nature of its business, software, Gigster has been able to deploy AI to a range of IT and business processes. Other firms, however, might be better off applying AI to just a few processes. For those organizations, executives need to make judicious decisions about how best to augment their existing employees. And they also must have a plan for scaling up their use of AI in processes. Those issues were key concerns for SEB, a major Swedish bank, which has been busy installing a virtual assistant called Amelia. Built by IPsoft, Amelia, later renamed Ada in SEB's application, now interacts directly with SEB's 1 million customers. Within the first 3 weeks in this role, the software held more than 4,000 conversations with 700 people and was able to resolve the majority of the issues, says Rasmus Jarborg, SEB's chief strategy officer. The decision to move Ada to a customer-facing role came only after the bank had tested the software internally as a virtual IT help desk agent, assisting its 15,000 employees. Ada is adept at handling natural language conversations, and the technology is even able to monitor a caller's tone of voice as a way to offer better service in the future. The software adapts, learning new skills by monitoring human customer service agents. This means its capabilities improve and increase over time. New tasks and processes within the customer service department can become automated with little direct effort by the people who work there. SEB is the first bank to use Amelia for interactions with customers, and IPsoft has helped to set up an in-house talent pool of individuals who can mentor the software. These human mentors supervise learning and performance and identify new ways to apply the technology for customer service. We discuss this type of human-machine collaboration in greater detail in Chapter 5. Ada is showing that automated natural language customer communications are possible in large and complex business environments. As natural language techniques improve and interfaces advance, they will continue spreading throughout different business functions in various industries. In Chapter 4, we'll discuss how various natural language processing chatbots like Amazon's Alexa are becoming the new front office faces of companies. Redefining an entire industry. As AI becomes increasingly capable of adding intelligence to middle and back office processes, the technology could potentially redefine entire industries. In IT security, for instance, a growing number of security firms are combining machine learning approaches to build ultra-smart, continually evolving defenses against malicious software. These systems can unearth harmful viruses and malware before they cause damage, and they can predict vulnerabilities before they become liabilities that let hackers take over entire systems. In some cases, the IT security process is a closed, automated loop. Humans can step away from the day-to-day controls and spend time researching threats or creating new simulations to further test and train bots. In traditional cybersecurity, a company might perform analytics on existing data, gathering signatures of threats, and using them to protect against future threats. It's a static operation and not able to adapt in real time. In contrast, AI-based approaches are able to recognize anomalous patterns as they arise. They do so by calibrating models based on network traffic behavior and scoring anomalies according to the extent to which they deviate from the norm. What's more, AI-based analytics improve as each alert is eventually resolved, either by machine or human, effectively incorporating each new insight into the system as it runs. Various security companies have their own approaches to the problem. Spark Cognition, for instance, offers a product called Deep Armor, which uses a combination of AI techniques, including neural networks, heuristics, data science, and natural language processing to detect threats never seen before and remove malicious files. Another company called Darktrace offers a product called Antigena, which is modeled on the human immune system, identifying and neutralizing bugs as they're encountered. Behavioral analysis of network traffic is key to another company called Vectra. Its AI-enabled software learns the signatures of malicious network behavior and can deploy automated actions to squelch the attack, or pass it off to a team of security experts who can also decide how to handle attacks. When bots collide. At the 2016 DARPA Cyber Grand Challenge held in Las Vegas, it was bot versus bot in an intense battle for supremacy. Automated systems were instructed to find and exploit security holes in the software of competing machines while keeping their own systems protected. The winning bot, named Mayhem, from a Carnegie Mellon spin-off called For All Secure, won by deploying game theory-based tactics. Essentially, it would find its own security holes and then run a cost-benefit analysis on whether it should immediately patch them or not. Deploying a patch required the system to take itself offline momentarily. If an attack seemed unlikely, it was able to spend more time online, exploiting the weaknesses in other systems. Although the bots in the competition had some quirks that indicated they were not quite ready for prime time, the experts' consensus was that the systems performed impressively, in some cases finding and fixing pre-planted bugs faster than a human could. All this points to a world of automated hacking, in which humans play a decidedly different role. For example, by training bots or by ensuring their behavior doesn't cross legal or ethical bounds. Reimagining processes around people. AI technology promises to offload dull and tedious office tasks to software robots, resulting in a work environment that can offer greater satisfaction to human workers. This is the missing middle of human-machine symbiotic collaboration that we described in our introductory chapter. It's where companies can generate the most value, more so than with automation, from investments in advanced digital technologies. In this chapter, we heard the leadership part of MELDS in action as one global bank was able to reimagine its process for detecting money laundering by using machine learning algorithms to reduce the number of false positives so that human experts could focus on the more complex, suspicious cases. That type of business process relies heavily on good data, and many companies have been discovering the power of tapping into multiple sources. In the past, Virgin Trains could handle complaints only through its website, but now the company is invested in the data part of MELDS, enabling it to deploy a natural language processing application that can accept customer inquiries from a variety of channels, including social media. As such systems are deployed, though, employees will need to adjust how they work, and companies must devote resources to the skills part of MELDS. At Gigster, for instance, we heard how AI assistants can automatically put a program developer in touch with others who are grappling with a similar problem, which thus places a premium on the collaborative capabilities of employees. Another lesson from this chapter was that the path toward filling the missing middle takes time, as, for example, companies move from RPA to advanced AI, and that transition requires experimentation. The Swedish bank SEB paid proper attention to the experimentation part of MELDS by conducting extensive tests of its virtual assistant Ada on its 15,000 employees before launching the system to its 1 million customers. And lastly, we learned about the importance of the mindset part of MELDS, as we heard the potential power of AI to transform an entire industry like IT security. With automated systems helping to uncover malware and identify vulnerabilities so that they can be addressed before a system is breached. In Chapter 3, we'll hear how that middle zone can also be extended to the R&D process itself. There, as with the factory floor and office, savvy companies have been reaping the rewards of smart, complementary collaborations between man and machine. AI technologies and applications. How does this all fit together? Here's a glossary of the constellation of AI technologies you need to know about today. Machine learning component. Machine learning, or ML, the field of computer science that deals with algorithms that learn from and make predictions on data without needing to be explicitly programmed. The field has its roots in the research of Arthur Samuel of IBM, who in 1959 coined the term and used ML principles in his work on computer games. Thanks to the explosion of available data for training these algorithms, ML is now used in fields as diverse and sprawling as vision-based research, fraud detection, price prediction, natural language processing, and more. Supervised learning. A type of ML in which an algorithm is presented with pre-classified and sorted data, known in the field as labeled data, consisting of example inputs and desired outputs. The goal for the algorithm is to learn the general rules that connect the inputs to the outputs and use those rules to predict future events with input data alone. Unsupervised learning. No labels are given to the learning algorithm, leaving it to find the structures and patterns of the inputs on its own. Unsupervised learning can be a goal in itself, discovering hidden patterns in data, or a means toward an end, extracting features within the data. Unsupervised learning is less focused than supervised learning on the output, and more focused on exploring input data and inferring hidden structures from unlabeled data. Semi-supervised learning uses both labeled and unlabeled data for training, typically more unlabeled data than labeled. Many machine learning researchers have found that the combination of these two types of data considerably improves learning accuracy. Reinforcement learning, a kind of training in which an algorithm is given a specific goal, such as operating a robot arm or playing the game Go. Each move the algorithm makes toward the goal is either rewarded or punished. The feedback allows the algorithm to build the most efficient path toward the goal. Neural network, a type of machine learning in which an algorithm, learning from observational data, processes information in a way similar to a biological nervous system. Frank Rosenblatt of Cornell University invented the first neural network, a simple single-layer architecture, also known as a shallow network, in 1957. Deep learning and subsets. Deep neural networks, DNN, recurrent neural networks, RNN, and feed-forward neural networks, FNN. A set of techniques to train a multi-layered neural network. In a DNN, sensed data is processed through multiple layers. Each layer uses the output of the previous layer as its input. RNNs allow the data to flow back and forth through the layers, in contrast to FNNs, in which data may only flow one way. AI capabilities component. Predictive systems. A system that finds relationships between variables in historical datasets and their outcomes. The relationships are used to develop models, which in turn are used to predict future outcomes. Local search. Optimization. a mathematical approach to problem solving that uses an array of possible solutions. The algorithm searches for an optimal solution by starting at one point in the array and iteratively and systematically moving to neighboring solutions until it finds the optimal solution. Knowledge representation, a field of artificial intelligence dedicated to representing information about the world in a form that a computer system can use to perform complex tasks, such as diagnosing disease or conducting a conversation with a person. Expert systems, inference. A system that uses field-specific knowledge, medicine, chemistry, legal, combined with a rules engine that dictates how that knowledge is applied. The system improves as more knowledge is added or when the rules are updated and improved. Computer vision, a field that focuses on teaching computers to identify, categorize, and understand the content within images and video, mimicking and extending what the human visual system does. Audio and signal processing, machine learning that can be used to analyze audio and other digital signals, especially in high-noise environments. Applications include computational speech and audio and audiovisual processing. Speech to text. Neural networks that convert audio signals to text signals in a variety of languages. Applications include translation, voice command and control, audio transcription, and more. Natural language processing, NLP. A field in which computers process human, natural, languages. Applications include speech recognition, machine translation, and sentiment analysis. AI applications component. Intelligent agents. Agents that interact with humans via natural language. They can be used to augment human workers working in customer service, human resources, training, and other areas of business to handle frequently asked question type inquiries. Collaborative robotics, cobots. Robots that operate at slower speeds and are fitted with sensors to enable safe collaboration with human workers. Biometrics, facial and gesture recognition. Identifies people, gestures, or trends in biometric measures, stress, activity, etc. for purposes of natural human-machine interaction, or identification and verification. Intelligent automation transfers some tasks from man to machine to fundamentally change the traditional ways of operating. Through machine-specific strengths and capabilities, speed, scale, and the ability to cut through complexity, these tools complement human work to expand what is possible. Recommendation systems. Make suggestions based on subtle patterns detected by AI algorithms over time. These can be targeted toward consumers to suggest new products or used internally to make strategic suggestions. Intelligent products have intelligence baked into their design so that they can evolve to continuously meet and anticipate customers' needs and preferences. Personalization. Analyzes trends and patterns for customers and employees to optimize tools and products for individual users or customers. Text, speech, image, and video recognition. Parses text, speech, image, and video data and creates associations that can be used to scale analytical activities and enable higher-level applications related to interaction and vision. Extended reality. Combines the power of AI with virtual, augmented, and mixed reality technology to add intelligence to training, maintenance, and other activities. 3. The ultimate innovation machine. AI in R&D and business innovation. Automaker Tesla has been breaking ground in many ways. Obviously, the company is well known for its snazzy and pricey automobiles, including the Tesla Roadster, the first electric sports car, which have attracted not only customers but investors as well. In spring 2017, Tesla's market capitalization topped $50 billion, slightly edging the value of General Motors. But it's not just the company's stylish electric vehicles and soaring stock price that are noteworthy. It's also the clever ways in which the firm conducts its research and development. In 2016, Tesla announced that every new vehicle would be equipped with all the hardware it needs to drive autonomously, including a bevy of sensors and an onboard computer running a neural network. The kicker, the autonomous AI software won't be fully deployed. As it turns out, Tesla will test drivers against software simulations running in the background on the car's computer. Only when the background program consistently simulates moves more safely than the driver does will the autonomous software be ready for prime time. At that point, Tesla will release the program through remote software updates. What this all means is that Tesla drivers will, in aggregate, be teaching the fleet of cars how to drive. Tesla is training its AI platform in a distributed test bed with the best data around, its own drivers in real-life conditions. In this case, people's driving skills at scale are crucial in the training of the system. AI has allowed Tesla to rethink its fundamental R&D processes and, along the way, speed up the development of its system. This reconsideration of how it conducts R&D is positioning Tesla to be a leader in autonomous cars. Tesla isn't the only one using AI to rethink its R&D processes, using both machines and people in new, innovative ways. This chapter explores the way that AI enables experimentation within companies and how it's shaking up business processes, especially those that involve customers, medical patients, and others who provide useful data. You'll hear how AI is boosting R&D in the pharmaceutical and life sciences industries, augmenting researchers' intuition and ability to test theories, and speeding up the product design cycle by orders of magnitude. Thanks to the glut of customer and patient data, traditional processes for researching and developing products and services are changing. Where finding a mass market hit was once a company's primary driver, ultra-customization is becoming an increasingly critical and economically feasible approach. The Augmented Researcher, How Science Works in the Age of AI. First, we need to step back to understand some basic principles. The scientific method is perhaps the most well-understood, widely deployed process in the world. Over centuries, it has come to be defined as a series of discrete, reproducible steps. First, ask questions and make observations. Next, devise hypotheses. After that, design an experiment to test predictions based on the hypotheses. Then, of course, run tests and collect data. Finally, develop generalized theories. As a process, the scientific method can be visualized cyclically. All that data and those general theories lead to more observation and further research, getting the ball rolling all over again. Because the scientific method's steps are so clear-cut, it's no surprise that there are opportunities for artificial intelligence to change the shape of the process itself. While so far research institutions and companies involved in science have not fully overhauled the way science is done, some have successfully compressed or exploded particular scientific steps. The following sections look at AI disruptions at each stage of the scientific process, considering which tasks are best for people, which are best for machines, and how both work together. Opportunities in observation. Isaac Asimov contended that the most exciting phrase to hear in science, the one that heralds new discoveries, is not "Eureka," but "That's funny." The observation phase of the scientific process is full of twists and turns and unexpected paths as scientists pore over the latest research, stumble upon a surprise chemical reaction, or through a serendipitous conversation with a colleague, arrive at a new research question. But now, think about how challenging scientific observation is in the modern era. There are already so many studies to consider and so much data to sort. Research from the University of Ottawa in 2009 noted that the total number of science papers published since 1665 exceeds 50 million, and more than 2.5 million new scientific papers are published annually. And that's just the papers. What about all the raw data, Structured, unstructured, cataloged, cleaned, sifted, and analyzed, our digital lives produce staggering amounts of data each day. What kind of observations could be done with that? How might we even arrive at the point where something seems funny or worth exploring further? While human researchers are very good at creative insights, machines are unequivocally better at data organization and presentation, especially when data volume becomes unwieldy. One company called Quid is using AI to reimagine the search and find part of the researcher's process. Quid's platform uses natural language processing to create data visualizations from large bodies of text data, from patents to news reports, and sorts the text into networks of ideas. The company's interface, best experienced on a touchscreen, reveals concepts, clusters, and clumps of similarity, as well as strong and tenuous connections between ideas. Siobhan Zillis, an investor at Bloomberg Beta, uses Quid in a number of aspects of her work. Zillis might spend her day developing a thesis for the next emerging tech trend, sourcing deals, or helping guide the development of companies she invests in. Without a tool like Quid, Zillis would have to rely on a hodgepodge of tactics to do her research. Searching Google using a variety of search terms, or reading news from a necessarily limited number of sources, for instance. But with Quid, Zillis can visualize trends that emerge from analysis of a more complete set of news sources. She can notice connections between technologies that might have been obscured otherwise. Moreover, Zillis's finely tuned research intuition is amplified, which gives her more opportunities to ask additional questions and follow unusual threads as she zooms in and out of the visualized network of ideas. What Quid gives an investor, essentially, is a platform for a next-level observation. Questions come quicker, and they are more nuanced and incisive, and that can open the gates to unexpected avenues of inquiry, leading to a smarter hypothesis. Learning from failure. At Haverford College in Pennsylvania, chemistry researchers used machine learning to extract insight from data of both failed and successful experiments. Specifically, the researchers considered nearly 4,000 crystal-producing chemical reactions logged in the lab over a decade, including dark reactions that had been attempted but didn't pan out. Once the data was sorted, nearly 300 properties were attributed to each reaction, a machine learning algorithm went to work trying to make connections between conditions that led to crystal growth. The algorithm was able to predict crystals in 89% of cases, besting the researchers who used intuition and experience alone, who did so in 78% of cases. What's more, the algorithm used a decision tree model, which produced a kind of branched flowchart of each successive move, so the researchers could inspect the logic of its decisions. Thanks to this transparency, the researchers used the experiment to formulate new hypotheses. The Smart Automated Hypothesis. After observation, scientists form hypotheses, essentially a proposed and testable explanation for a phenomenon. What happens to the scientific process when hypotheses can be generated automatically? The precision medicine company GNS Healthcare is exploring that possibility. Its powerful machine learning and simulation software, reverse engineering and forward simulation, REFs, can churn out hypotheses straight from the data to find relationships in patients' medical health records. In one instance, GNS was able to recreate in 3 months the results of a 2-year-long study on drug interactions. The study involved finding adverse reactions between drug combinations by seniors using Medicare. Bad drug combinations are a major problem without a standard solution. Drugs aren't tested in combination in U.S. Food and Drug Administration trials, so there's no easy way to see which ones are dangerous when combined. Historically, researchers might have relied on scientific intuition to notice that drugs that operate via similar enzymatic pathways might interact adversely with other drugs in a similar way. Next, researchers might have developed the hypothesis. For example, drug A plus drug B is leading to adverse event C. And then, of course, they test it, Using such an approach, researchers would have discovered that two common drugs for seniors interact poorly, but the study took 2 years to develop and confirmed only the limited hypothesis about interaction between just those two drugs. In a test of the REFS system, GNS assessed anonymous data from about 200,000 patients and a wide array of drugs on the market. The data itself was encrypted, says GNS's chairman, co-founder, and CEO, Colin Hill. We had no knowledge of what the drugs were. There was no way we could cheat. The machine learning platform churned through approximately 45 quadrillion hypotheses, and after only 3 months, the combination of drugs most likely to lead to troublesome interactions emerged as a final result. Hill says that the people on his team didn't know if their results were right or not. They simply handed them over to researchers studying drug interactions. As it turned out, REFS did indeed uncover the drug interaction that had taken 2 years to confirm. But it did something else as well. It also uncovered a drug interaction that had only been discussed among patients, but wasn't formally studied. The researchers were able to examine their own observational data on those drugs from a year prior, and then look at the records to see what the interactions were a year later. There, in their own records, was validation of a causal connection, hidden in plain sight. It was the first time that I know of that machines discovered new medical knowledge, says Hill. Straight from the data, there was no human involved in this discovery. GNS Healthcare is showing that it's possible, when AI is injected into the hypothesis phase of the scientific method, to find previously hidden correlations and causations. Moreover, use of the technology can result in dramatic cost savings. In one recent success, GNS was able to reverse engineer, without using a hypothesis or pre-existing assumptions, PCSK9, a class of drug that reduces bad cholesterol in the bloodstream. It took 70 years to discover PCSK9 and tens of billions of dollars over decades. But using the same starting data only, GNS's machine learning models were able to recreate all the known LDL biology in less than 10 months for less than $1 million. Exploding the design space. After the hypothesis comes tests. For many companies, this stage is intimately tied to product design. Here, firms can use AI and big data to scope out myriad alternatives, and then narrow the scope of their experiment to select for the most likely candidates. It's a recurring story. AI helps organizations refocus resources, and most fundamentally, their human resources, into higher value activities. Consider Nike, which recently turned to AI for the specific problem of making better spikes for sprinters. The challenge? A stiff spike plate is better, giving runners something solid to push off against. But the most common way to achieve stiffness is to use heavier materials. Unfortunately, heavier materials weigh a sprinter down. With the help of the company's algorithmic design software, Nike designers optimized for both stiffness and lightness, conceiving a shoe from scratch. Human designers alone would have likely started from existing shoes and iterated until they found something that was satisfactory, but not nearly as optimized. In the end, the company was able to 3D print various prototypes and test them and repeat the cycle until it found the premier design. The ultimate shoe can shave a tenth of a second off a sprinter's time, which can be the difference between first and fourth place. Nike's rapid prototyping of shoe designs points to the way AI disrupts the next phase of the scientific process. Intelligent algorithms are compressing the time it takes to test. AI in product and service design. The internet, with all the customer data it gathers and communication it fosters, has been responsible for a phase shift in the way that companies improve their products and services. AI now enables even more rapid analysis of customer preferences, allowing for personalized and customizable experiences. Intelligent X Brewing Company bills its products as the first beer brewed by AI. It translates its customer feedback, directed through Facebook Messenger, into recipe changes, which affect the brew composition over time. Lenovo uses text mining tools to listen to customers voicing their problems worldwide. Insights from discussions of those problems then feed into product and service improvements.